Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I'm dating this girl, and her name is Marissa, and I think I'm pretty much falling in love with her. The problem is sometimes I feel like I might be the only one who's doing the falling. I'm not really sure if we're in the same place or if she feels the same way.
Okay, well, that stinks, first of all. But to be fair, how long have you guys been seeing each other?
I met her in June.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not like you just met her last week or anything and now you're falling in love with her.
No, I'm not crazy.
Okay.
We met just before summer, you know, and we've been dating ever since. And I just feel like I want to take the next step. But every time I think about doing it, she does something that makes me question, you know, how she feels about me.
Okay.
Well, what kind of things does she do?
Oh, man. Well, okay. For example, I'll make plans with her and she'll totally flake on them. And then she'll say she forgot. Or like, okay, one time last month, my brother and his wife were in town, and I asked her to come to dinner with us so she could meet them. Kind of a big step. And she promised she would. So at the last minute, she told me that she couldn't go. It just bothered me because she hasn't met anyone in my family yet, and I was hoping that I was going to be the first chance.
Let me ask you this. Do you think any of it has to do with, like, COVID? Do you think maybe she's scared to go out to restaurants right now?
No. That's definitely not it. Because she hangs out with her friends all the time, and she works at a restaurant.
So oh, okay.
Right. I don't think that's it.
It sounds to me like she's just not making you a big enough priority in her life.
Yes. That's exactly how I feel. Like, if she asked me to go out to eat with her or to meet her family, I would move my schedule around to be there.
For sure.
But I don't feel like she would do that for me, you know?
Well, if she isn't treating you right, then why are you still with her? Like, why not go find somebody who feels the same way you do?
She doesn't always do that. I mean, it's not like she's, like, treating me like garbage all the time. You know, when we're together, she's really sweet and she's really into me and she makes me feel like she's in love with me. Plus, honestly, she's probably the most beautiful woman I've ever dated in my life. Like, I feel like she is the hottest girl I'm ever going to date. And I mean, she could be a model if she wanted.
Okay. Well, listen, as much as I want to yell at you to, like, be a man and stand up for yourself, I can agree that we as guys do put up with a lot for a girl if she is hot. This is a fact. Hot girls get away with murder sometimes. So do you feel like she's just dating you until she finds somebody else better who comes along? Like, do you feel like you're a placeholder for now?
Yeah, kind of. Or, I don't know, sometimes I wonder if I'm, like, you know, the back burner guy. Like, where she's got other guys out there who she doesn't tell me about, and I'm just the old reliable backup plan.
I gotcha. Well, you know, you should be nobody's backup plan, sir. So, do you want us to find out if you're priority number one for this girl? Or maybe plan B, C, or even D?
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, that would help me a lot. Right? 'Cause the reason why I called is because I kind of have something pretty big coming up, and I really want to know where I stand with her before all this happens.
Oh, okay. What do you have coming? Are you getting engaged? Are you moving or something like that?
No, actually, it's a lot bigger than that. But I can't tell you guys about it because I don't want her finding out.
Oh, so you're going to jail for a long, long time.
No, actually, it's more like the opposite.
Just tell us what it is. I mean, we're not going to tell her anything.
Yeah, we're really good at keeping secrets over here. So just spill it. What is it?
It's not a big deal. Okay, my 25th birthday is coming up in December, and I'm inheriting a trust that was left to me by my grandfather. Now, it's always been in my name, but after I turn 25, I'm allowed access to it.
So a trust, as in money?
As in money, as in property, as in a house in Florida.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Is it like a lot of money?
Almost $300,000.
You're inheriting over $250,000 in 2 months? Stay single. Jeez, man.
it's always been in my name, and now I'm going to have access to it.
Okay. Wow.
Man. All I know is this girl better answer correctly when we call her or she's throwing away one hell of a Christmas gift this year.
No diggity. All right. So listen, we won't mention the trust thing, but we will find out if you're like the number one lover man for her. Okay. So here's what I need from you, Chris.
We need $100,000 up front.
No, we do not need that. We do need the name of one of Marissa's best friends, like a girlfriend. So get just the name, and then also we need Marissa's phone number, and we'll put you on hold. You can give that to Shaggy, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
This is definitely an occasion for Scotty and the Buzz.
Oh, what is this, Annoy Ashley Day?
It is Annoy Ashley Day. Yes, it is. So we are going to call the girl. This is Marissa. As Scotty and the Buzz, a fake morning show. And we'll see if we can get the truth out of her.
Hello?
Oh, good morning. May I speak to Marissa, please?
This is Marissa.
Marissa, this is the Scotty and the Buzz morning show on your home for the most rock, K98. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're great. So the reason we're calling you this morning is we're playing a game right now with your good friend, Kristen. It's called How Well Do You Know Your Best Friend? Now, the way it works is we ask Kristen to pick any of her friends and predict how they would answer 3 simple questions. Now, if she's right about all 3 of your answers, then she wins a fantastic prize. So, Marissa, all you have to do is give your honest answer to these 3 questions, okay?
Okay. What are the questions?
Well, for those questions, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Brittany Bubbles. Brittany, what is question number one?
Question number one is, what is your favorite show to watch on TV?
Okay, so Kristen told us what she thinks you would answer. Now, what is your answer?
You said what I like to watch on TV?
Yes.
I guess The Bachelor.
All right, and is that what she said, Brittany?
She said Bachelor.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
You are 1-for-1. Okay, question number 2.
What is your favorite alcoholic drink?
I'd say margarita.
Brittany?
She guessed margarita.
Woo-hoo. That's 2-for-2. So that just leaves our final question, Brittany.
Okay, if you won a romantic getaway to Hawaii where you'd stay in the lover suite, what is the name of the guy you would take with you?
Ooh.
Ooh. So, okay, is this like who I would take in real life or can I say like Ryan Gosling?
Well, no, she gave us the name of a real life person, a real guy.
Oh, a real person. Okay. Okay, a romantic getaway to Hawaii. I would take Brandon.
Okay, is that right, Brittany?
No.
No!
No, I'm sorry. She said you would take someone named Christopher.
Oh, man, that's too bad. So who is this Brandon guy? Is that like your boyfriend or something?
No, not really. He's just this really cool guy.
I got you. Okay.
You know?
So you would definitely take him. You would not take this Chris guy that your friend mentioned then.
Yeah, I would definitely take Brandon.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, so now who is Chris then? Is he somebody special in your life as well?
Oh, I mean, he's a friend. He's not somebody who would take on a romantic trip to Hawaii, though.
I see. I gotcha. Okay, well, no winners today, I guess. Then only losers. Big, gigantic losers.
Yeah, like $300,000 losers.
Thank you for helping us play this morning, Marissa. And you have a great day.
Okay. I'm sorry, Christian.
Yeah, you have no idea how sorry you are, actually.
Idiot.
What?
Bye-bye, Marissa. Okay, take care then. All right, Chris, look, you were 100% right. And I'm sorry, man, because it sounds like you were really into this girl, but I don't think it's equal.
No, it's okay. I appreciate you guys tuning on this for me.
We're always willing to help.
Yeah, I mean, and just remember how much you appreciate us when your birthday comes around, because we'll still be here making $8 an hour in this roach-infested studio.
Okay.
Feces on the floor.
All right, Chris, listen, thank you. Have a good one, man. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.